You're listening to SBS News.
Jacinda Ardern has tested negative to COVID-19. The New Zealand Prime Minister has been isolating after she was exposed to an infected individual on a flight to Auckland from the town of Kerikeri. Ms. Ardern will return to regular PM duties on Wednesday after her isolation period ends on Tuesday night. Protests against Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's vaccine mandates have continued into their second day. Thousands of people in Ottawa came out for the so-called Freedom Convoy, with dozens of honking trucks blocking the capital streets. What began as truck drivers rallying against vaccination requirements for cross-border travel has now turned into peaceful demonstrations against government restrictions. No one has been arrested, but Ottawa police are conducting criminal investigations into the desecration of a war memorial and threatening behaviour towards officers and city workers. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his family have reportedly left their downtown Ottawa home as a security precaution. Former US President Donald Trump was moved to comment on the protests during a rally over the weekend.
There are far more of us than there are of them. That's true. The Canadian truckers, you've been reading about it, who are resisting bravely these lawless mandates, are doing more to defend American freedom than our own leaders by far. And we want those great Canadian truckers to know that we are with them all the way.
With less than a week until the Beijing Winter Olympics, COVID-19 cases in China have risen to their highest level in 18 months. 20 new infections were reported by the National Health Commission on Sunday, the most since June of 2020, and 54 cases nationwide. Olympic organisers are reporting 34 separate infections amongst athletes, 13 of which are recent airport arrivals. Those competing will be required to stay in COVID-safe bubbles, be subject to daily testing and a mask mandate. Authorities are on high alert to maintain China's COVID-zero policy, with lockdowns now imposed in the Fengtai district of Beijing. Some 2 million people will also be tested for COVID-19. Meanwhile, some protesters in the Czech Republic are calling the country's COVID-19 restrictions worse than communism. Thousands of people gathered in central Prague on Sunday, chanting and waving Czech flags. The government there is considering a controversial amendment to pandemic laws, which critics say would allow ministries to enact a de facto state of war or cancel social and cultural events without parliamentary approval. Coronavirus cases have soared in recent days, with daily figures surpassing 50,000 on Wednesday. Despite the rising infections, the government last week changed its mind on a decision to make COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for a number of workers and people over 60. Stanislav Prozl was amongst the protesters against the restrictions.
We need to wake up the nation, because this is much worse than during communism here, three times worse. When the pandemic law is approved, then they'll do with us whatever they wish.
People in Portugal have been allowed to leave COVID isolation to vote in person at the country's parliamentary election. Rising infection rates mean an estimated one-tenth of people in Portugal are currently isolating. Specialised designated spaces were set up for COVID-positive voters. Mario Santos was among those who left isolation to take part.
They can't take away our right to vote. It's a right that we all have. I think it was a way to safeguard people, so they feel they can come to vote in safety. And the people like me who are unfortunately in this condition or are in isolation had a special time to vote. But I think that despite everything, the time frame was relatively short.
Despite the measures, analysts predict a record low turnout, even less than 2019's 49% participation. India has achieved a COVID-19 vaccine milestone. 75% of the country's adult population are now fully vaccinated. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Sunday tweeted congratulations, calling it a momentous feat. Mr. Modi said he is proud of all those making the nation's vaccination drive a success. Meanwhile, Russia has seen a rise in COVID-19 infections. Daily case figures passed 121,000 on Sunday. And Bruce Springsteen's longtime guitarist Nils Lofgren is joining Neil Young and Jody Mitchell in boycotting Spotify over COVID misinformation. The streaming service has been the subject of backlash after American Joe Rogan, whose 11 million listeners per episode exclusive Spotify podcast, has been accused of promoting misinformation. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are said to have also expressed their concerns to Spotify, but will continue with their $25 million US deal with the media service. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.